I lead a $125 million team with over 300 employees, and I want to share with you the single most important framework I use for leading this team, for coaching this team, and for ensuring that everybody is aligned. I'm Natalie Dawson. I am the co-founder of Cardone Ventures, and over the last 5 years, we've taken this business from zero in revenue to over $125 million in revenue just this year. And I've learned a thing or two about how to find remarkable talent and about how to develop a culture that creates wins, a culture that grows, a culture that is able to move a business forward. And this framework that I use is something that I work through and use every single day because it's the framework that I use to spot how do you know if somebody is great, somebody is okay, or somebody needs to be coached in order to help us reach the next level. And this framework is something that I've used for many, many years, and I've taught all of our leaders how to implement as well inside their roles. So let's just get started. This framework is using a concept called a LID. Now, this came from John Maxwell in the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. It's the first LID, and it's called the Law of the LID. And it essentially says, if you as a business owner, if you as a leader are an 8, you will never hire a 9 or a 10. Now, why is that? Well, because you are the lid, you are the 8. So you are only going to get talent that is a 7 or a 6 or a 5, hopefully not a 4, 3, 2, or 1, but you're never gonna be able to attract higher talent than what your lid is. So using this idea of a lid, we've broken this out into three different components: the belief lid, the operational effectiveness lid, and the leadership lid, because there's different lenses to view team members through. There's different lenses to view your own abilities through. The first is the belief lid. So when you think about the belief lid, how much do you believe in what you're doing? How much do you believe in your abilities? How much do you believe in the opportunity that exists and the inspiration that you create in order to drive to create your beliefs and make them a reality? This idea of belief is vital in an organization that wants to grow because once you have a high belief lid, then you actually have to get high operational effectiveness. Operational effectiveness is essentially your output. How effective are you at doing something? And see, the correlation between belief and operational effectiveness is if you have a low belief lid, if you don't think something is possible, you will never put the energy and effort into actually making that a reality. If you only think that your business can generate $1 million a year, you're not going to put the energy and effort required in order to create a $10 million a year business. Why? Because you don't even believe that that's possible. Why would you put the energy and effort into doing those things? So in order to be operationally great at something, in order to have high output, your belief has to be high to begin with. It's never, I have a low belief lid, but I have high operational effectiveness. It could work that way because your belief is so low that you never learn, you never experience things, you never push yourself to actually create the thing unless you just happen to get lucky. But none of those people who just happen to get lucky are watching this YouTube video right now, because if you just happen to get lucky, you are off, I don't know what you're doing, like enjoying your winnings from hitting the lottery. No clue. That's not how I've become successful. So we're not going to talk about those people. Once you go from belief to operational effectiveness, you become great at the thing. The next step in anyone's development is being able to duplicate what works and help other people create the same level of success. So this is the leadership lid. Now, if somebody has a low operational effectiveness lid and a low belief lid, they are not going to have a high leadership lid. Why is that? Because they aren't going to be able to bring people in, influence them to do great things because they themselves have never done something that is great. So these all tie really nicely together because high belief equals high outcomes. And when you have high outcomes and you look at the systems that you've created in order to have the success, your next step is then leading other people to create the same success that you have. And then the more people that you have who have been able to duplicate the success that you had, the higher your belief is because you believe that you can do more because you've started to have the cycle. You believe more, then you do more, then you lead other people to do more, then you have a higher belief, then you have more output, then you lead other people to do more. And this is how a business actually grows. It starts with a founder, a leader who believes high, creates something great, duplicates that in other people, and then go back to believing high because they've now been able to do something great. So as you think about this concept with your team, let's talk through some of the different ways that you can leverage this. Have you ever had a team member that's quote unquote a personality hire? Well, the personality hire would be somebody who has a really high belief. They are fun to be around. They are exciting to be around. They might tell jokes in the office and just be somebody that people really like. High belief. But if they are a personality hire, it is unlikely that they are operationally effective because that's not their focus. Their focus is just being this cultural, fun person. If you can train your personality hires to be operationally effective, that is the best case scenario. Them thinking that they are able to not just be a great personality, but them being able to change their output from being the personality hire to being the personality hire and super effective is what you need to coach this person to do. And you can do this through this framework. You sit down with the person, you say, what are your goals? And they tell you, oh, I want to make more money. Oh, I want to lead a team. You're like, that's fantastic. Well, across these lids, you have a high level of belief. You are locked into the culture. You are such a great influence on the culture, but your results do not match what your belief is. If you're an 8 or 9 in belief, you might be a 4 or 5 in operational effectiveness. And because you told me that you want to achieve these goals, you want to make more money, you want to lead a team, I could never put you in a leadership position because if I did that, I wouldn't be setting those team members up for success because you haven't been able to create that success yet in the role that you're in. So let's focus on how do you go from being a 4 or 5 in operational effectiveness to an 8 or 9. That's what's going to get you to have a leadership opportunity inside this organization. You see how easy that is to use this framework as a way of not just saying you're a personality hire and you're going to be a personality hire for the rest of your life, because that's not ideal. You're taking their goals, you're pointing them to this is the importance of you actually being great inside your function, and then you're giving them this pathway for them to improve and create feedback for them as they are going through the process of learning new things, creating the output that they need in order to move their operational effectiveness lid up. The next instance would be somebody who is great with your customers, great with your clients. Maybe they're operationally a 7 or an 8, but their belief is low because they are negative. They are fantastic one-on-one. They are really focused on creating a great output, but they just take the whole culture sideways. They're a little bit sour, they're a little bit negative, and you're trying to figure out how do I keep this great person who's operationally effective while not creating more issues because to the rest of the team, it lowers their belief because of how negative and how low their belief is. Well, you would use this and say, it is fantastic that you are so great with the clients that you service. You're our best salesperson. Our clients love you. However, your belief lid about what's possible for you in this organization and about where this organization is low because you keep making snide remarks, you're a little snickery, and overall you're not contributing with the rest of the team to new ideas for how we can grow. In order for you to get to where you want to go, your belief can't be low. Your belief can't stay where it's at for us to take this business to the next level. So these are the three areas that you need to work on for your belief lid so that you can actually transition into a leadership role. Because I can't put somebody in a leadership role who's really negative. I can't put somebody in a leadership role who takes the culture sideways. I can only put that person in who has a high belief lid and is also hyper operationally effective. You are already hyper operationally effective, but you're still stunting yourself in your ability to lead others because you're not demonstrating that you have a high level of belief and that you are really on the same page as the rest of the team. You see, you're using all three of these things in order to get the person to understand why it's important for them to grow and develop in these areas. The next scenario that you could use this in, and this is especially for those businesses that are doing over $10 million in revenue, where your leaders who were once great operationally and had a high belief lid are now in positions of duplicating themselves with other people. So they might be a 9 in belief, they might be a 9 in operational effectiveness, but they're just transitioning into this leadership role and they're struggling with it because their philosophy has been, well, it's me who's been the best salesperson. It's me who's been the best person with the client. It's me who's been the top dog in my arena. So now I'm going to hold other people down in order to make myself continue to look great. That's the wrong thing that you want in a business. You want your leaders to want their team members to be more successful than they were. Think about that. You want them to want their team members to be better than them. There's a little bit of an ego conflict that takes place when this is what your goal is. So you have to explain the importance and the value of this to your team member who was great and is great, but now it's a totally different job. It has nothing to do with them being great any longer. It's about them duplicating that success over and over and over again to additional team members. And so you would sit down with the team member and you'd say, you're a freaking rock star when it comes to your belief and how excellent you are at your role. And now that you are in a leadership position, it is your sole goal to get others to have the same level of belief and the same level of operational effectiveness as you have. Your next round of growth has nothing to do with how great you are doing that function and has everything to do with you leading others to be just as good, if not better than you. So, what were your processes in order to become as great as you were? And how are you going to know if somebody is doing what you did, isn't doing what you did, and potentially deviating and creating something new that would take them off track? You need to process, document everything that you did and coach and train and perfect other people doing what you were able to accomplish. And that is the true definition of leadership, making other people's success easy. So then you use this framework to show them how they are now on this third part, this leadership part, but it's their job to inspire the belief and the operational effectiveness of their new team members so that then ultimately those new team members can actually become leaders. And the leader that you put in place is able to have a higher belief about what is possible for a larger team, a more expansive department that they're responsible for, becoming operationally effective at now being that leader, and then continuing to duplicate themselves, because this is just a cycle. I think of myself today as we're running multiple entities with hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue and hundreds of team members. I have a high belief lid. I had to when we first started out. I had to become great at what I do, and then I had to inspire other people to get similar results to me. But now today, I still have to increase my belief lid about what's possible, because is it possible to have a $1 billion business? Well, it is, but I haven't done that yet. So then I have to become operationally effective at what does the president and co-founder of a $1 billion business look like? What are the processes? What are the systems? What is the network and the people that I need to know? Who are the vendors and the negotiation skills and all of these things that I haven't done yet, just due to the fact that the goal hasn't been accomplished? My belief has to be high that I can do that. I have to put in the work to become operationally effective at becoming that person, and then create all of this opportunity for the leaders inside my organization to see how they can be a massive part of that, to see how they can contribute. You see, this belief, operational effectiveness, and leadership cycle never ends as long as you still have massive targets inside your organization. If you've been in your business for a while and it hasn't been growing, I would love to invite you to our next event. I'll have our team drop that link down below, because our business summits change the perspective of a business owner from what you're doing that hasn't worked to what you need to do in order to create your next level of growth, to create clarity for your team and for yourself on what your target is and how you're going to get there and what your customer acquisition process needs to be and your team member acquisition process needs to be in order for you to continue to have a high belief lid, become operationally effective, and ultimately duplicate yourself across multiple leaders. Our next summit is coming up here shortly, so don't miss out on this opportunity. Hit the link below, and I would love to know inside your business. Put in the comments, which piece of this cycle do you most struggle with? Is it belief, operational effectiveness, or leadership? Look forward to seeing you next time. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. I come out with videos every single week. Hit the subscription button, and I will see you soon.